It is very cold and very dark in Allerud, getting on for midnight, but the lights of the public library are burning bright. Place your social security card under a blue light and you're in, with the run of the place. You can take out and return books and films, use the computers, read the papers, the lot, though the staff all went home hours ago. This is the new norm for Danish libraries, but in Allerud, they've pushed it a bit further. They're open all night.
We're writing an assignment.
You're working really late. I mean, you've got to hand it in tomorrow or something?
Yes, we have to hand it in tomorrow at 2 p.m. We came around 10 a.m. this morning, so we had...
You've been here since 10 o'clock this morning?
Yes.
What are you working on?
We're working on an assignment about Brexit.
Brexit?
Yes.
What you could call the classic Danish open library model, by far the most popular one in this country, is having normal staffed hours, like 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 5 days a week, plus additional staffless hours, every day from 7 a.m. for example, and until 10 at night. In Allerud, they decided to go 24 hours, says library director Annette Gott, but a few months earlier than expected.
The doors wouldn't lock. We got this new system, and every time kind of the doors were supposed to lock at 10 o'clock at night, they didn't. So we decided, yeah, whatever, we're starting today. The doors are telling us they won't lock, so that is going to be our day to start the 24/7 library.
So the motivation was to open it up. It wasn't to save money, it was to open it up.
Definitely. It was to add on services.
And what has the result been?
I think the feeling from a library has gone from being a chore. You have to plan your library visit. It's not anymore. Now you don't have to remember to be here before six. You don't have to tell the children to hurry up. So the feeling of going to the library is a different one. We can see it in our statistics. If you look at the number of books that people are checking out, we're actually the one in Denmark that has the most checkout from paper books per person. Other libraries had experience in a decrease in physical books lending, and we haven't. And also, the impact on people who's coming to visiting the library has increased by 100,000 a year.
Although some of those may be coming for events like this, where a hall full of children and parents imitate a bloke on a stage who drums a bit, then sticks drumsticks on his head so they're like rabbit ears. They do all sorts of things in Allerud to get people to come to the library, from the reading swings, as they call them, in the children's area, to the suppers they organise every month for parents with young children. All of these things, of course, are staff initiatives. And, says library consultant and library blogger Jan Holmquist, one of the things that make staffless libraries successful is, paradoxically, retaining library staff.
The places that made them self-service all the time, well, that was not a success. The success is where there are both staffed hours and self-service hours. And that's interesting, also from a library perspective, that people still want to meet the staff. They want to be able to ask a librarian for help, searching for information and finding a good book to read.
And then there's the question of culture. At Copenhagen University, I go to meet the head of the Danish Royal Society of Library and Information Science, Carl Gustav Johansen.
Carl Gustav?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Who's published a book on open libraries in English. He says one of the reasons open libraries are working well in Denmark is because Danes react well to responsibility.
They feel what we can call ownership. They feel that it is something that belongs to them and therefore they have to protect it. It does not make sense to destroy it. I think it's something to do with that feeling of ownership or empowerment.
But it's not as if in Denmark they never have problems.
This is one of the Christians I'm talking about.
That was puked on.
6,000 Danish kroners.
No.
Alcohol?
Yeah, and that is the one problem I'm really, really, really annoyed about. There's been partying going on. And so after a year, we have to do that. You have to be over 16 to be here in the self-service hours unless you are in company of one adult. And this happened since. And if you're under 18, your parents get a call from me.
Have you had any problems with physical attacks or anything of that nature?
We have had one, but that was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that was when full staff. This is a very, very quiet and very rich area of Denmark. So really not that much is happening like that. We have had a couple of homeless spending the night. We also have had one who definitely was kicked out by his wife. And then we have a lot of young people who missed the last bus home. Yeah, it's better to sit at the library and be safe than being out and down by the station to freeze and getting mugged or anything like that. So you just
tolerate that?
Yeah. As long as they're just sitting in a chair and you're nodding off, that's okay. If they start cooking or anything like that, that's where we draw the line.
They caught the puker, by the way, thanks to the cameras. And he's paying for the new cushion in instalments over the year. John Lawrenson, DW, Allerød, Denmark.